The most important thing that we want to do is we always want to make sure that the most qualified person gets the job. I think that's the fairest thing for the applicant and the fairest thing for the employer, and it works out best for everyone. And that's all we're really trying to do. We're really not trying to offer a forum or to give advice that someone should be receiving preferential treatment. We just want to make sure that everyone's application is considered.
And so what you're saying is someone has a record, and yet they are qualified for the job, but the prospective boss sees that and says, wait a minute, this man or woman, they've been behind bars, I may as well set that resume aside.
That's one way that it happens, that they set the resume aside. But a lot of times it happens unintentionally. You know, we have a lot of online applications. Often employers have processes set up where they are culling applications. Resumes are set aside for one reason or other. And sometimes they're doing so in a way that's not in their best interest. It just isn't always completely thought through. And when we meet with employers, sometimes they realize this and they alter their process again so that they're being a bit more open and more likely to get the most qualified person.
Shouldn't an employer be legitimately concerned about somebody with a record coming into work?
Absolutely. An employer should be concerned about anyone's background, whether they have a criminal background or not. What they want to make sure that they get is the most qualified person. And it's reasonable to look at a person's background and make sure that it's a good fit. But there's a lot of opportunities out there with people who have made a mistake in their life, but they've changed. They're ready to look forward. Often they've looked forward for many years and held other positions and done terrific work, and they just want to be considered.
You point to the statistic of a quarter of us, 25% with some kind of record. Does that run the gamut from something more minor to considerable crimes?
It does. It's any sort of conviction or criminal record. It's not a speed camera kind of a thing, but it's any type of conviction. So many of them are minor crimes, but the reality is that most people who are out in society who do have a criminal background, it is a minor crime. That's why they're out in society. The people who've done very major things are more likely to be locked up and not part of this conversation.
Depending on your view on all kinds of things, you know, minor may not be so minor.
I think that, you know, we're a society that believes in second chances, and that by and large, people who are leaving incarceration, you know, they don't want to go back. They're really just looking for an opportunity to go to work and put their life back together. And I think that's what America is. We're a society that believes that people deserve an opportunity.
What are the benefits to hiring someone who has done time?
The benefits is that often you're getting a very skilled worker, and again, someone who appreciates the opportunity. Some employers have anecdotal evidence or even done their own internal research to find that people who have a background, if they're, again, vetted correctly, are actually more appreciative of the opportunity, and therefore job retention sometimes goes up because they don't want to go back to their old lifestyle, and they really value that job and are going to stick to it.
So, in short, they've learned their lesson.
Exactly.
Wanted to ask you a little bit about what the law says in terms of, okay, you've done your time in jail or prison. Do you have to reveal that to any prospective employers?
So if you're asked on a job application, we always advise those that we work with, if you're asked a question, you should always be honest. Most employers conduct criminal background checks, and it's going to be found out one way or the other. You should, if you're asked if you have a criminal background, you should say that you do. You should explain what happened and why you're a different person today.
Are people who have done time having an extra difficult experience right now in this job market?
Well, they sure are. There's more competition. It's harder to get that job. And whenever there's more competition, people who have something in their past that's less attractive, they are often at the end of the line or more likely to be at the back of the line. In some cases, that might be appropriate. But if you're focused on making sure that you're hiring the most qualified person, an employer always wants to have the biggest pool of applicants it can have so that it draws the most talent. And you don't want to exclude a talented person because of something that is very far back in the past or may be irrelevant to the job.